Welcome back to Free Talk Live. We are kicking off the third hour of the Sunday night show with me, Stephanie.
And Brian Sovereign. And I'd just like to quickly say that the views and opinions expressed by Brian Sovereign may not reflect with everybody at Free Talk Live.
Okay, that's a good disclaimer. By the way, you can call us if you have a view or opinion. 855-450-FREE. That is 855-450-3733. And just a quick little plug. If you like Free Talk Live, if you like what we do, if you think that Free Talk Live is an effective vehicle to spread the message of liberty, not necessarily, as Mark and Ian like to say, if you agree with every word that comes out of our mouths, but if you think it's a good way to introduce people to some maybe new and different ideas, then you should check out amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and that is a little fund that Free Talk Live uses to promote the show, to grow the show, to make it bigger, to help it reach more people, and to bring the message of liberty and Free Talk Live into the ears of more people. So if you like what you just heard, go to amp.freetalklive.com. You also get perks like a commercial-free podcast, which I know is very attractive to many people. And actually, I have been an amplifier for many years, even before I started co-hosting Free Talk Live, because I enjoyed what they were doing, and I especially enjoyed having the commercial-free podcast.
Absolutely.
So, amp.freetalklive.com. All right, let's go right to the phones and talk to Robert in Vermont. Robert.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hi. Just Merry great. You're on Free Talk Live.
All right. I can't tell you why the United States has this relationship with Afghanistan or
Saudi Arabia.
Right. That's something you'd probably have to ask George W. Bush. He would know the answer to that. I knew as soon as he got into office, he was going to bankrupt this country. But anyway,
I think there are pictures if you Google George Bush.
Yeah, where they're holding hands.
He's holding hands with King Fahd, right, of Saudi Arabia. Or maybe it's his father. I will check on that. But go ahead, Robert.
Anyways, I have a question I wanted to ask you.
Sure.
Where is your Christmas tree?
In the Free Talk Live studio?
Yes.
Are you watching on cam.freetalklive.com?
Yes.
I see. Well, personally, I don't celebrate Christmas. And Brian?
No, I do not.
Okay. So, and we actually are not like, we're kind of the farm team. I only host the show on Sunday nights, and Brian is a brand new co-host. So I guess you'd have to ask maybe Ian and Mark where they keep their Christmas tree. I guess they aren't feeling very festive this year.
Any reason why you don't, just out of curiosity, any reason why you don't celebrate?
Well, I am an atheist. I don't believe in God or acknowledge religious, things as true. And I like the time off that comes with this time of year. I enjoy, the winter, I guess, maybe like the beauty of the snow and getting together with friends that I haven't seen in a while. But it doesn't hold any spiritual meaning to me. What about you, Brian?
Yeah, I'm an atheist, too. Yeah, I mean, same reasons. It's just, no, I mean, I understand that a lot of people do it just for the commercialism and the good time for the kids, but I also choose to never have children.
I see, yeah.
So, I mean, and I've made sure of that. And, that's about the best I can say on that. And not to say that I don't mind a good fertility holiday. I can appreciate a good...
Are you referring to the pagan roots of Christmas?
Yeah,
the traditions.
The 21st to the 25th used to be a time for lots of sexual activity. Yeah.
Wow. Maybe I should start celebrating Christmas. Sorry, Robert.
All right, I appreciate your answers. You guys have a wonderful evening.
Well, thanks for asking.
Happy holidays, Robert.
Yeah.
So, Brian, is there more on this story from Saudi Arabia with the blogger who is actually facing the death penalty because he put up essentially a free speech blog? We don't know too much more detail beyond that, huh?
Yeah, I mean, if you go further in... apparently, Saudi authorities have harassed Badawi since he founded the website, which was a few years ago. In March 2008, prosecutors arrested and detained him for questioning, but released him a day later. In 2009, the government barred him from foreign travel and froze his business interests, depriving him of a source of income. And that's also reported by a family member. And his his father and brother have publicly distanced themselves from him and declared him an unbeliever. And members of his wife's family also filed a suit in Jeddah Court, which is in the city. Yeah, the city that he's in, to have him forcibly divorced from his wife as an apostate. His wife and children are living outside of the country.
So they want to take his wife away from him?
So let's get this straight.
As a punishment?
Right. This guy wanted peaceful discussion of, and if the discussions weren't peaceful, someone would have reported on that, I'm sure. They wanted peaceful discussion of religious matters and religious leaders. And they froze his business abilities. He couldn't make money to support his family. He's now facing, from his father and his brother, he's facing ostracism, which, tell me what that solves. And
they're going to make him sorry.
That's right. We disown you, you know, and that's going to take care of everything. And now
they're probably just scared that they don't want to be targeted themselves.
Sure, right. Now, I mean, then this was a business venture, and I would assume it was, I mean, everybody works with selfish interest, whether they want to admit that or not.
Mm-hmm.
But this was a business venture that I'm sure would help his wife and child. But now he's being forced to be divorced from his wife and child, whether or not he gets the death penalty. He has to deal with the social ostracism that should have never existed in the first place for just wanting to talk about his feelings or giving a venue for everybody to talk about their feelings on religious matters. And, I mean, how crazy is that? And, again, my main problem with this is, now, I mean, it's disgusting where it's happening in the first place. I consider Saudi Arabia, as far as governments go, to be one of the most evil in the world. Far more evil than Iran. Far more evil than Iraq ever was. At least both of those have very secular elements, at least in those countries.
Iran is incredibly modernized compared to Saudi Arabia.
You want some great internet? Go to Iran. Not that that's a reason to go somewhere, but anyway. And again, my main concern here is how, you know, could this happen here? And I think so. I think this happens a lot.
I'm going to take a little more optimistic view.
Sure.
And because the evidence that I see from the Pew study on religion, which mm-hmm. happens every 10 years, shows that worldwide religiosity is declining. And in the U.S., it is declining. It's not as fast or not as much as in Europe.
Right.
But in the U.S., it is on the decrease. And there are lots of people these days who, they say, yeah, I'm Christian or I'm Baptist or I'm Jewish or whatever, but they're really not religious. They're not taking it to the level of fundamentalism where they might be more likely to use the government to try to enforce their religious beliefs on other people.
Right.
So I'm hopeful about that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, how many people, you know, we're both atheists and, you know, how many times I don't know how this happened, you know, if this happened with you and I in our own families, and we don't have to talk about that. But my point is that how many families shun people just for, you know, in this country where there is a supposed freedom of religion?
Mm.
When you say, you know, when you start talking smack about Christianity or name the faith, you know, is there an ostracism that goes on there?
Oh, absolutely. I know people who that has happened to.
Yeah.
Or what about for being gay? And that's against their religion.
Right. And this now, Bedouai, the guy who's, you know, going to be getting the death penalty probably here,
mm-hmm.
He didn't even say he was anti-Islam. He just said, I want to talk about it.
Yeah.
I want to have a peaceful, open discussion about this sort of thing.
Nope. Can't even have that.
Right. And you can't have that. And his own family, his brother and his dad are not supporting him in the fact that he's about to get killed.
I bet they're just so scared that they are trying to look out for themselves.
Maybe. Yeah, that could be. I mean, well, right, because if you're just getting the death penalty for speaking your mind, I can see maybe that's what's going on. And I hope maybe that's what it is. And I can understand that kind of rational self-interest that they don't want to get harmed themselves.
But it's like the government just has to put so much fear and terror into people that they don't even want to talk about this stuff. If they had good ideas, if these religious theocratic ideas were so great, they would stand on their own. They wouldn't need to be, they wouldn't need to suppress dissenting opinions with fear.
Right.
855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. By the way, I Googled for it. There's a picture of Dick Cheney, George W. Bush, George H.W. Bush, and Colin Powell holding hands with King Fahd. Some of them are holding hands anyway. It's Free Talk Live.
Bah, bah, black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Want to really clean up for the holidays? Deck out your halls for less at Lumber Liquidators Flooring Sale. Our thickest laminates are up to 33% off. Plus, save up to 10% on all hand-scraped engineered hardwood and up to 10% on all hand-scraped bamboo. Better yet, get special extended financing, plus big savings on flooring tools and professional installation. Hurry, our flooring sale is going on now. So visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store today.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable Wise Foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise Foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. Our number is 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. We'd love to hear from you tonight. It's Stephanie with you.
And Brian Sovereign.
I would like to remind you that if you go to news.freetalklive.com, that's news.freetalklive.com, you will find links to Free Talk Live's Facebook and Twitter accounts where you can follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. By the way, I think Facebook is not showing all of the updates necessarily, so if you want to see every status that Free Talk Live posts on Facebook, you can hover over the like button on Facebook
right,
and click, it's something like get updates, get notifications.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for that. And you'll make sure that you see what's going on with Free Talk Live. Twitter and Facebook are the place where we kind of update during the show. We'll send out links that pertain to things we're talking about, maybe pictures, because, of course, we can't show a picture over the radio, so it's easier to tweet it out or put it on Facebook.
We could if it wasn't for the FCC. We would have data package radio.
I bet that's probably true.
But the FCC won't allow for that.
Yeah. Damn FCC. And you can also get email updates over at news.freetalklive.com if you want to hear, like, the major news, the kind of executive summary of what's going on, the big stuff with Free Talk Live, then sign up for our email list over there at news.freetalklive.com. Okay, Brian, I'd like to let you make another point about this Saudi Arabia story, but first let's give precedence to our caller, Annie.
Always. Absolutely.
In St. Louis. She wants to talk to us. Annie, are you here?
I'm here.
Hi, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Hi, Annie.
Hi, how you doing? You guys have lovely voices.
Well, thank you so much.
And what I would like to say is I totally respect your opinion of being, or your way of being atheist. I used to be an atheist. I'm not anymore. I had some things happen that I do believe in God, but I'm not religious.
Okay, so you'd be maybe more like a anti, like not
you'd be
an organized.
You believe in a creator, but not necessarily a God that like pulls the strings.
Correct.
Okay.
I don't believe in organized religion at all.
Right on.
But I do believe that in my life that there's something more to that. But I totally respect everybody's, you know, if you're an atheist, that's fine. You know, as long as you're a good person, I don't, you know, that doesn't really have anything to do with anything.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate the acceptance.
But this time of the year is because I do believe that it's all about paganism. I mean, the Christmas tree is like a big phallic symbol.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, the Yule log.
You know,
and
like a lot of people, if you even touch on that, they, you know, freak out and, you know, you're ostracized. So I pretty much keep my mouth shut about anything to do with that.
That's too bad, because it's kind of fun to discuss those things, I think, anyway.
I can't see where she would run into, like, some really mean people, though.
Yeah, because mainstream Christianity tends to have this real anti-sex bent that's caught up with it. And so I could see if you compared Christmas tree to a phallic symbol, or if you talked about a fertility rite or something, they might get really upset.
Yeah, that could be really...
Well, also, I live in St. Louis. It's very Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if you bring up, like, if you even question, you know, Jesus, if you believe in Jesus, he wasn't even born on the 25th of December.
Right.
That's what I hear.
He was probably born in May. Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Hey, you had to have something to replace the pagan festival of Yule, though.
Exactly. Just like he had to die on the celebration of Ishtar. Easter. I got that wrong. How did I get it up with an Egyptian goddess? I have no idea.
Yeah, so it's all, you know, it's all about, like, you know, Roman gods and, mm-hmm. you know, paganism and stuff like that. And people don't get that.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. They have, history is written by the victors. And unfortunately, since about 400 A.D. or C.E., depending how you want to say it, Christianity has been the victor, and they are being told a history that just isn't so. It's one-sided. They don't understand where all these things come from. Catholicism in particular, like you're talking about in St. Louis, took on a million, like they took on a statue of the goddess Venus at the time, and they said, well, no, this is actually Mary. No, it's Venus. That's not Mary.
Really?
And it's like, well, that's the Queen of Heaven. Yeah, well, that's because the phrase the Queen of Heaven comes from paganism. So, you're absolutely right.
And also, if you look at the word merchant and, like, merchandising,
mm-hmm.
You can trace it back to Mercury.
Yes. To swiftly, that, right. That would come from the Polynesians, or not the Polynesians, but their name escapes me. It begins with a P, and they were big with the Greeks. They had the best boats. And the Phoenicians, Phoenicians, okay? Mm-hmm. The Phoenicians, like, they swiftly brought things to you, and Mercury was like a god of swiftness to some degree. You're absolutely right, Annie. Yeah, you know your stuff.
So, you know, it's like I wish people would, like, wake up and... This is not about, like, going into debt and making sure you give everybody something. You know, I wish it could just be a time of just being good to people and nice to people.
Yeah, you know, I got to say, me personally, now I enjoy opulence. I enjoy finer things. And I do like how malls and the stores are covered in silver and gold and all this beautiful stuff. Everything's lit up. You know, like it looks like a firework display in China, as you can only see there. And, you know, all these things, I think that's great. And I wish we could just have that, a celebration of life with silver, gold, and lights everywhere, instead of this business about being happy about somebody that got murdered really brutally when he turned 33.
Indeed.
Yeah, absolutely, Annie.
Annie, thank you for your thoughts tonight. I love it. I love what you have to say.
Yeah, I agree.
I'll take the season as an opportunity to, you know, have a lot of people who I care about have a convenient time to be off from work or whatever that they do. And we can get together, celebrate our relationships and have fun together, you know, care about one another.
Sure, that is
connect.
Nice. That is nice. And I will say, I know of a few, actually, Christians who will not have these pagan symbols in their holiday. They'll still do the 25th, you know, out of social pressures or whatever, but they certainly won't allow any kind of, like, what they deem to be satanic things to be in their home. But here's the problem I still have. Now, I mean, those Christians aren't being, you know, they're not inconsistent, but here's a problem that I still have, and this goes back to the story that we were talking about in Saudi Arabia, and this is the last point I want to make on it, is that I've always been very concerned as an atheist. That, and I was a Christian once, and I know my Bible really, really well.
You do.
Yeah, I know it, and I know my history really, really well. And my concern is that every Sunday or Saturday, if you're a Seventh-day Adventist or a Seventh-day Baptist or something, but every Sunday or Saturday or even...
Yes.
Sorry.
What happens every Sunday or Saturday?
Well, I think they all want me to die. Because I don't want to be saved. I don't want to worship anybody. And I think they pray for me to be dead or burning in hell.
Well, it helps them stay together cohesively when they have a common enemy to unite against, I guess. And stop them from thinking about themselves and introspecting and stuff.
Sure.
855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. Tell us what you think about religion or anything else that's on your mind.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. It's the Sunday night edition with me, Stephanie.
And Brian Sovereign.
855-450-FREE is our phone number. That is 855-450-3733. Call us and bring up anything that's on your mind.
Anything.
You want to talk about the pagan origins of Christmas, as Annie did? That was a fascinating call.
That was
call.
Great. I really she really knew her stuff.
By the way, I want to remind you about Bitcoins. I'm sorry. That was the wrong breed. I'm sorry. We'll talk about Bitcoins next time. Let's go first, actually, to the phones. We've got a phone call waiting on the line from Ed in Tennessee. Ed?
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays to you, Ed. I know you're just trolling us with that.
Happy fertility rates, Ed.
Brian. Boy, it's good seeing y'all.
Yeah,
yeah, you too, Ed.
Hey, I'll put a little thought on you. A thought murder a day keeps the psychiatrist away.
Oh, my.
Mm.
Keeping, you're talking about sort of the suppression of dissent, the, you know, suppression of critical thinking that often goes on with, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm really talking about a lot of these young shooters and shooters in general. You know, if they can, they really can't fantasize, and then they get, all of a sudden, they get into an all fantasy world, is what they say. And,
so they're not,
they really don't, they can't see, I guess they really can't see the result or the, what the damage is, you know, once the damage is done, I don't think they can ever see that for some reason. What do y'all think?
Well, people say, the first thought that comes up is that people say that they are constantly playing violent video games and that, you know, should be a form of fantasy or an outlet, right? And maybe it's possible that some of these people just are so disconnected from reality, essentially, that they can't really distinguish reality from fantasy, but I don't know. What do you think, Brian?
But well, can we really debunk that, the violent video game, since it's such a small percentage of kids that do any of this shooting.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
When you consider like a Grand Theft Auto, which recently, unfortunately, the head of the NRA, Wayne LaPierre, said that listed as one of the games that's causing kids to do this sort
of thing.
Well,
he just wants the heat off the guns.
Sure. But when you consider games like that have sold millions and millions and millions of copies, almost as many copies as there are people in the United States, and to say that somehow those cause violent crimes, and yet millions and millions and millions of people aren't committing them.
Yeah.
It's a small order to say that that's true.
We can debunk that is you can just look at the crime stats. You know, murder, we have more people than 1992, and we have fewer murders today in 2011 than we did in 1992.
Sure.
That's true. That is going down.
You know, we've talked about Stephanie Bryant. To me, the younger people are so much more peaceful all across the world. A lot of it has to do with women. You know, across the world I'm talking about. Even, I think violence is down really across the world now, you know.
What do you mean by that, it has to do with women?
You know, the women really have seem to have more power in other countries with the children.
Okay, and what...
World countries.
Oh, so you're saying that's why they're more peaceful or more...
Yes, the women are getting more involved in governments, and you know, even in Africa.
That's true.
You have women getting, you know, in government.
Yeah, actually, Libya has a black woman, or not Libya, Liberia has a female black president.
Mm-hmm. Although, I have to say, I remember reading about the Kill the Gays bill, so-called, in Uganda.
Yes.
That was sponsored by a woman as well, and it's the death penalty.
I would venture that she's Catholic as well, though.
Well, probably, yeah. I mean, the real sponsors of those things are like the Focus on the Family Foundation and these Christian missionary groups that go to Africa, and they push for those things because they know that that would never get passed in the U.S., of course. But
yeah, I mean, I think, you know, Ed, I think there is something to be said to the fact that a lot of the violence in entertainment forms and in media in general is, you know, can be part of a cause to this, because I think, and I say this a lot, but I think everybody knows, every single human being, unless, you know, they're just like really ignorant, knows that there's something wrong with the world. And I think that they go to the outlet that they're taught or that they see a lot. And I do think, so there is something to the fact that there's so much violence in media that...
Well, not to mention there's also a huge glorification of the military. And that is not just in fantasy, like in movies.
Oh, sure.
They put ads in video games. Yes, we all know about this, but it's on the news.
Oh, yeah. I mean, kill 20 kids here, it's a tragedy. Kill 20 kids in some other country, and you're a hero.
Yeah.
Now, that's sick.
Well, that means we have that many shootings and murders a day. What is it, 75, 78 murders a day that's never even talked about? Because you know why. It's mainly blacks doing a lot of the murdering in their community due to the insane war on drugs. But, hey, Brian, but I want to mention this to you. We've kind of been proven correct about the guns, haven't we? You know how you talked about the Newtown, Connecticut killings. That guy used a rifle and killed, 20 kids, 6 adults.
Mm-hmm.
Then they had a knife attack the same week, wasn't it? In China.
Yeah, they survived.
In China.
The guy stabbed 22. None of them died.
Yeah, and no one, neither side of this, the pro-gun or the anti-gun, is really talking about what exactly are, what brings on these attitudes, what brings on these things that make a person even want to go shoot or stab. Take your pick.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What makes them want to do violent acts?
To me, we have to go back, though. It's such a very small percentage. It freaks us out more, at least. The school shootings, you know, are very rare, but they're more tragic now, more vicious. But to me, that's because of the weaponry. When you have these weapons where, you know, you can just keep pulling the trigger and you got the, you know, the high capacity magazines they talk about.
Yeah.
To me, you know, we've discussed it too, Brian, and stuff. It's ridiculous. I don't get why all these people want these guns.
Right. I don't understand when people want to go out and buy assault rifles. And after the shooting, apparently assault rifles went up in sales because everybody was worried that that the government was going to start banning them. Now, what is the purpose of that gun? Someone tell me the purpose of that gun. Is that to shoot a bear? No, you can take a bear down, you know, with a fairly sized single shot. Okay, is that for hunting deer? No, you don't need an AK-47 to hunt deer. This is these kind of weapons are designed to kill other human beings in mass numbers. That is their entire purpose. They have no other purpose. You don't. If you want to use it as a club, some people say, well, you can use the buttstock as a club. Well, then get a club. Get an AK-47.
Hey, Brian, that's what I told somebody the other day. They were saying about arming the teachers. I said, well, look, if you say you can do everything with a baseball bat, Why aren't you talking about arming the teachers with baseball bats?
Yeah, sure. They don't solve anything. And again, with the assault rifle in particular, that is a joke. And for people to defend of course I defend the right to any form of private property. Obviously, I would never ban guns. But to say that, well, you know, I need an AK-47 now, for what? Who are you going to use that on? Are you expecting 10 people to rob your house? That you need to take out that many people in a room?
You know, I was just pulling up this article because I saw an ad the other day in a blog post. Like, the blogger was writing about this ad. It's from the company Bushmaster, and it's an ad for the AR-15, which was, like, wasn't that one of the weapons
Yes.
that the shooter used? And it has a picture of this gun, and it says, "Consider your man card reissued." And so...
Oh, your man card.
Yeah.
Oh, so, I'm not a man. I don't own a gun.
Well, wow. I would beg to differ, but... But it's just, these things are held up as something that makes you masculine and something that's a desirable trait to have. Like, they're glorified. They're shown as...
Well, it's a power
something
grab.
Something that... Yeah, that's
it's
exactly
a power grab. And that's saying that manhood is the ability to take another person's life en masse. And
okay,
you know what? I don't want that power. I don't want the power to take anybody's life here, now, ever, whenever. I don't care what they do. I do not want to take their life.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, and like I said, though, the good thing is things do get better. I guess you can say evolution.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
More and more people will be evolving more toward peace.
Your favorite, evolve peacefully.
Your favorite
right
quote, Ed, is time makes more converts than reason, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's
Thomas Paine.
It.
Thanks for the call tonight, Ed. Thank you for calling.
Thanks, Ed.
Yeah, always good to hear from him. So, Brian, I had something else that I wanted to talk about tonight. There's an article that just came out, and it's a government report. And don't you love it when the government issues reports on its own agencies saying how incompetent and useless they are, and then pretty much usually nothing gets
done
about it?
Is that how they report on their own reports, that the reports are useless?
yeah, right.
Yeah, those are real.
There's a report that came out that said government reports don't do anything.
Yeah, exactly.
855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This particular useless report happens to be about the TSA and how their goal is not really safety, but self-preservation. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, folks, how will you get home if a riot or natural disaster happens while traveling? If you're like me, you'll have membership with OnCall International. On the phone is the company CEO, Mike Kelly. Mike, tell us about this coverage.
OnCall International's deluxe membership includes all the great benefits of our annual membership, but also covers emergency evacuation due to earthquakes, volcanoes, political riots, military coups, and more.
Folks, save 30% off your membership today with the code RMAXA30 at OnCallInternational.com. I'm happy to bring you the next chapter in a fun contest series sponsored by our friends at Travel Guard. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year. Diane and her friend were enjoying a summer cruise in the Mediterranean when her legs started to itch uncontrollably. She let it go, thinking it would get better. But when she noticed it getting inflamed and red, her mind went to her worst fear. For the rest of the story and a chance to win a Kindle, visit TravelGuard.com/stories.
Travel Guard is a worldwide leader in travel insurance and assistance.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. We're kicking off the last segment of tonight's program, but never fear, you might be able to get your call in if you make it quick at 855-450-FREE. That is 855-450-3733. It's Stephanie here with you.
And Brian.
And we're glad to be here hosting the Sunday show.
Very glad.
Mark is going to be back next week, so if you missed Mark tonight, never fear, he will be back. He's off relaxing in Florida.
Or you can tell them that you want more of me.
Yeah, please do. You can send Mark an email and maybe he'll go away more often. Hey, bitinstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire bitcoins. I love that phrase, acquiring bitcoins. It kind of reminds me of a little meme that's supposed to make fun of, I guess, maybe rap songs or something like that, where saying, you know, like, I'm trying to think of a nice way to say it, but
it's in a rap song. I think they get it.
Okay. Anyway, let me just tell you go back to telling you about BitInstant. BitInstant makes it possible for you to deposit money at more than a million locations, including your computer at home, in more than 30 different countries. All you have to do is go to bitinstant.com and select how you want to fund your account and where your account is. Then you make a deposit and you'll have your bitcoins often within moments. It's that easy. Bitinstant.com. And I have used BitInstant before. I usually use Dwolla to fund my account. Mm-hmm. So Dwolla is like a kind of an online bank. You can transfer money into Dwolla and then you can send it to BitInstant, use it to purchase bitcoins, and then they just deposit them. You just tell them where to deposit them in your Bitcoin address.
Yeah, BitInstant's great, and it happens fast.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. So, one more time, BitInstant.com. Okay, Brian, we've got the phone lines lighting up like a non-existent Christmas tree
in
Free Talk Live studio. Let's talk first with Brian in Evansville, Indiana. Brian?
How you doing?
Not to be confused with our host,
Brian. Hi, Brian.
Great.
I'm Brian.
Hey, Brian. I was getting confused a little bit.
That's all right.
How's it going?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Nothing. I just, y'all were talking about Jesus and how he was brutally murdered. Mm-hmm. I'm not really religious, but you could also say he sacrificed himself versus brutally murdered, couldn't you?
You could, but apparently it wasn't his choice. Well, it was his choice because he's part God, and if it was part of God's plan, then it was his choice, but
the whole thing is very confusing.
Yeah, it's very confusing.
That's
but go ahead. Sorry, Brian.
Hey, no problem. That's all I really wanted to say. But thank you. I got your number finally, and I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Brian.
Thanks.
Appreciate your thoughts. Let's go next to Jim in Indiana. Jim?
Hi, just a quick comment about individuals who own assault rifles. I often hear it brought up, and then the question is asked, why do you need an assault rifle for deer hunting or to fend off a single burglar? And I really don't think that's the question that needs to be asked. It's merely the fact that individuals who are armed enough to fend off a small army can do just that, whether foreign or domestic. And I think it puts way too much faith in our government to say that it didn't happen. You know, if the public were disarmed and limited to one small caliber handgun and three rounds, they would consider that, carte blanche to just come
over
right down.
Yeah, Jim, I mean, I have no faith in any government around the world. I have no faith in any ruler. I am an anarchist. But now I'm not opposed to people defending themselves. I just think that a gun is an incredibly inefficient way of doing that. There are superior ways to protecting your life, such as bulletproof
Armor.
Body armor of some kind. Also, forms of martial arts like Krav Maga.
Body armor will stop a bullet, but it will not stop more bullets from coming.
But the other point I want to make is that any government in the world, any weapon I could possibly own would be useless against. An AK-47 will do nothing against a drone.
Long term, a bunker buster to take out any militia.
Exactly, they'll kill you from three miles away without you even knowing.
I'm just saying, short term, I think it's a kind of a subtle hint of saying, the public doesn't need this, therefore they shouldn't have it. When really, I think the public does need to be able to. Well, the old saying that the government needs to fear the people, not the other way around.
Kind of the other way around in this society, but I hear what you're saying, and I just want to emphasize that I don't think I nor Brian would say that, we would want to regulate people getting their hands on guns in any way. Like, we're just saying for ourselves, I don't think I would choose to, I would want to have
that.
That's totally your right to choose whether or not you would like to carry one, but fighting for other people, that's another kettle of fish.
Yeah, I would equally not. I would not interfere with your right to choose, but I would like to have the intellectual debate with many people who are very interested in guns or in owning these things. I mean, if there's a bear, in New Hampshire where we live, there's bear, there's moose, there's all the large creatures that could possibly harm you, and you may need a shotgun or something. There's no logical reasoning with them. And I understand the need for that. My problem is with the idea of these automatic weapons designed, like you said, to take on a small army. And my point is that we're not going to, as far as getting people freer in their lives, as far as pushing, love and liberty further, it's not going to be done with an AK. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, so, and there are other models of the assault rifle, by the way.
Well, sure, right. The AR-15.
And it's perfectly rational, and I understand where you're coming from, and we do need to push more peace and love in this world.
Sure.
And I would love it if we could do that. It's just, unfortunately, the sad truth is, ain't going to happen. So, hope for the best, prepare for the worst. I'm just so full of cliches tonight, I can't stand it. But
no, that's all right, Jim. I mean, we'll agree to disagree on that, because I think it will happen. But that's all right. Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for the call. Yeah. I mean, I have to say I'm a little skeptical of people defending themselves against the government for the simple reason that, when the Second Amendment was written, people had equal firepower to any government that was around, right?
Like, if the government had, their black powder,
muskets.
You had black powder.
Right.
It was an even match. That even match doesn't exist anymore, and it hasn't existed for 60, 70 years.
And if someone tries to defend themselves against the cops or the government or whatever, they do have a small army that they can send in on you.
Right.
And you won't be able to defend yourself with just simple weapons that you have at home.
Right.
And they can drone you, like you said.
Yeah, from miles away.
Right. Yeah. So what is the answer? I don't know. How do we resist tyranny? I think, the answer to that is nonviolently.
That's my answer as well. It's just that nonviolence is not the answer. I understand where a guy like Jim is coming
nonviolence
from.
Nonviolence is the answer, you mean.
Yeah, sorry, nonviolence is the answer. I understand where a guy like Jim is coming from. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was in the military myself. I get it. But I just don't see that as the solution.
I think some people are really interested in guns, as a hobby too. And I don't blame them. Like, they're fascinating. I've shot guns before.
Sure.
I would even say at one time I might have been into gun culture a little bit, interested in learning about different types of weapons, but sort of as, you know, embracing peace more, I feel kind of like I've moved beyond that a little bit. All right, let's go in the last remaining moments to Pete in Asheville, North Carolina. Pete?
Hello, how are you doing today?
Just great.
We're on the radio.
We're running short on time, so please go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, my immigration problem, my daughter is in Colombia, and we've been trying to get her here legally for 7 years. We've gone to news media. We've gone to the congressman, which is kind of useless. And they all give us no hope about when she's going to come. The whole family is here. My wife is an American citizen. And we're just trying to figure out how we can get some help out here.
Wow. I'm sorry to hear that, first of all. That must be really frustrating to be separated from your daughter by government diktat, essentially. I wish I had more in the way of help to offer you. We have had immigration attorneys call this program before. So maybe, I don't know, maybe you could look, I'm sure you've tried to look online for attorneys, right, who might be interested in this case?
All the paperwork is done. It's sitting at the State Department waiting for the good old lottery, they call it. And they give them very few lottery numbers for Colombia, but they give them a lot of lottery numbers for Mexico.
Sure.
And this
would you consider moving there or going to visit her?
Oh, well, she's got a visitor's visa, but her life is on hold, basically. She's engaged.
Yeah.
She's been engaged for 6 years, and she can't get married, and she can't have a baby. And she's got a big business in Colombia with a whole bunch of patents that she'd love to bring to the United States, but she can't do it.
So is she engaged to an American or
someone? No, she's engaged to a Colombian man.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, it's, I mean, I don't have an answer to this. In fact, I pretty well understand, though, these kind of problems. But unfortunately, it just shows that even when you do everything right, the ridiculous regulations and rules keep you from doing something wonderful, like uniting with your family or bringing business to this country.
Good luck to you, Pete. I really hope you can be reunited with your daughter, and that brings us to that story.
Yeah.
We're done. It's Free Talk Live. Visit our website at freetalklive.com. 21 hours later, Ian and we'll be back with friends. It's Free Talk Live.
MindThings.com is a fun online game that pits you against people around the world to mine for scarce resources. Do business in a capitalist economy with virtually mined gold, tax-free. It doesn't require a big-time commitment. Your little mining robot guy works whether you're logged in or not. It costs nothing to play, but you can buy bonuses. They even accept bitcoins. Go to MindThings.com, use coupon code FTL, and double your mining speed. It's free. MindThings.com.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.